The Greeks here. You know what's on my mind, right? You don't have to be a mind reader. You don't have to be Jane Dixon to know that I'm thinking dish.
Well, it's martini time again. I'm gonna leave you. You can see that dull and glazed look in my eye. You can tell by the way I hold the Neumann that it won't be long before martini time.
But let me challenge your lucidity before I blast off. Who wants to play the Grease Man quiz? Is there someone? Hang on a second there. Let me get somebody off the blower. Hi, would you like to play the Grease Man quiz?
Sure.
First name and what do you do, buddy?
My name's Mark. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Yeah, what kind of work you do, Mark?
I'm still electronics.
Electronics.
Yeah. Right.
That's important work, Mark. It's important work. Round and round and round she goes where she stops. Ain't nobody knows. It could be big. It could be little. Hey, la, de, la, de, diddle, diddle. Hey, look at this. It's chamois cloth. Yes, Mark, a whole box of smooth, soft chamois cloth. Bad, oh, bad, does it have a nice chamois cloth. You can buff up the buffet. You can light up your loved one's eyes when that silverware sparkles. You hit it with the chamois. Yes, chamois cloth, 1,001 uses, and it's yours, provided you come up with a complicated answer, too. The Grease Man quiz. Mark, what do necrophiliacs and grave diggers have in common?
Oh,
come on, Mark. Go. Mark, he's thinking about it. The electrician's mind is working. He's got a schematic going. And... Oh, no. They both dig dead people's holes. Oh. Ah! To the max. I gotta put the chamois back in the hopper. What a bite in the bag. However, you tried it, you gave it your best shot, you were bold. All I can say is thanks for playing that Grease Man quiz. My number's 1-800-544-9294. I'm gonna slip away ever so briefly, but then we're gonna get together and swap some more stories. So stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.